I never imagined my privacy would be invaded by the government here in America. The FBI raided my home in Florida and searched through my personal belongings. This is not just my story. It serves as a warning to all Americans, a reminder that our freedom and rights must be respected.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope everything's going great for you. Thank you for joining with me. Here it is, a little later than usual, but I'm glad that we're able to join together. Hopefully more people are going to come on and join in. We're live here, and let's make this happen. Can you see me? Give me the thumbs up. Everything's A-okay, and everything's good. So we are going to talk about, of course, our wonderful President Trump and the latest things that he has said, some clues for us, as we always do. And at the end, I'm going to show you this really cute video you're going to just love of him. He's just one of a kind, isn't he? And so, I really appreciate Melania. Isn't she something? She's such a wonderful spokesperson. And, it should send chills up your spine to think that they invaded her private property, her personal belongings, and here, if that could happen to them, it could certainly happen to any one of us. They do not respect our rights. Of course, our Constitution protects us from that, and she never imagined this would happen to her in America. Anyway, welcome, you guys. Welcome, Patriots. If you're new here, I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. We're with the Freedom Force Battalion, and we look at the current events in the light of God's Word, because this is literally, literally biblical, what we're experiencing. We have lived to see the day, you guys, and the Lord has awakened you. He awakened you specifically for this purpose. It just, really makes me so happy to know that this great day, where there's the great awakening, and there's the Battle of Armageddon, where so many people are asleep, the Lord chose us. He chose you to be a part of this. How amazing is that? So amazing. And so very, very thankful to be part of what he is doing on this earth. So if you're new here, this is my website, freedomforce.live. We're kicked off of so many platforms. And so we now have everything on the website. So in case there is another, where we're kicked off of something else, then we actually have all the videos on freedomforce.live. You can go back. It's over 1,000 videos we've been doing since 2017. April, I think, 2017. So you can check that out. And we look at how this is biblical. If you're not familiar with what we do, these are the books that I've written about end times. I've been teaching children God's word for years and years, and the Lord helped me to piece together the truth about end times. And it's wonderful news. It's not the scary kind. We're not having to escape. We're going to have his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the wonderful truth about end times. Don't forget, right quick, go ahead and hit the like button, hit and share and subscribe and do all the good things. Let's help to get this truth out there. I'm late. The reason I'm late this morning is because there was a community event, and so I went to the all the churches in our community gather together once a year, and so I went to join with them, and of course they sing a song that's about us escaping Earth. I'm like, okay, this is, it's just, the church is so brainwashed. The church is so brainwashed, and I don't know. It's so hard to get through to people. Even though I've, written the book, and let him who has ears to hear, let him hear, right? So let's just keep pushing, and let's try to keep this out. So I really appreciate your help. Hitting the like button, the share, the subscribe, all that really helps to get this truth out there. So, we need everyone to understand the wonderful day that we are in, and we're not leaving. We have to wake up, and we have to fight these criminals. Come on, wake up, everybody. Anyway, so let's get going. Here's our wonderful president. He is on TikTok. He's on X. He is on, of course, Truth Social. He said he's not leaving Truth Social. Oh, and I have something else. Before I forget, I'm going to tell you right now. Monday night at 7 o'clock, they're having the WFI meeting about his crypto. I meant to get that, grab that link. Someone grabbed that link for me and put it in the chat so I can, because I had that, I need to make sure that X, let me just go ahead and pull it up. On X, before I forget, I know I'll forget. I'm so bad about that. When you go over on X, I think it's WLFI. I think that's it. Yes. World Liberty Phi. Go ahead and join with them over on World Liberty Phi. They have a meeting tomorrow night at 7 Central and 8 Eastern. And so I don't know what they're going to be talking about, but this is going to be a cryptocurrency from President Trump. And I have told you guys before that I had some crypto before, and I decided I wanted to get out, and they swiped. I don't remember how much. A lot of the money. You know, like 25% of the money they took away from me when I cashed out. It was really, really unfair, and I had no recourse. And that's why I've been very skittish about joining. And every time I think about buying more crypto, the Lord just has not let me do it. But on this, if it's President Trump, I will do it. I will do it. I will participate in that. So anyway, just be aware, it's tomorrow night, Monday night, the 16th. Is this meeting. So I wanted to share that before I forget and get off on another subject. But yeah, on his TikTok, President Trump has millions and millions of followers. And right now, the viral thing that's going on all the social media that the kids are on is the whole thing. They're doing this special dance about. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Oh, it's ticking off all of the lefties. Oh, they're so mad because they're like, you're not allowed to share. That's a conspiracy theory. That's not really happening. And of course, you see barbecue pits with cats literally on them and skewers and spits with the dogs going round and round. It's like, come on, wake up. But the kids are just doing the dance. And so they haven't, you know, banned those dances, but it's gone absolutely viral. So I'm telling you, there's something special, of course, about President Trump. He is a media genius. So I don't know who started this dance craze, but it has gone viral. And so it's just absolutely amazing. But here's his most recent TikTok. I want you to see this one. But everything he does over there goes just viral. Everything that he's doing. So, so amazing. We're living in just enjoy the show.
Hasn't she done it? They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.
Our wonderful president. Somebody go over there, please, on the chat and see how many he's got right now on TikTok on that video. I mean, it's just millions and millions and millions of views. And so everything he does, everything he says goes viral. Everything they do against him boomerangs. So it's really it's so exciting to watch. All right, so here is more about that the currency. Very interesting. Trump says he will make sure we keep the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Okay, because I've been kind of pro BRICS. Not that I'm not trying to destroy America. I'm trying to destroy the Federal Reserve, and we know that on the board it says that gold will destroy Fed. We've got to get these bankers where they don't control the currency of our currency as well as all the currency in the world. So one way or the other, it's going, all their power and control over it is going to be ripped away. Okay, so that's going to happen. How it's going to happen, I'm not exactly sure, but I know President Trump is. He knows. He is a genius. He is sure. He knows exactly how to make this happen. And he says he's going to keep the U.S. Dollar as the world's reserve currency. Okay. He then says he'd use the power of tariffs to make sure other countries like Russia and China stay with the dollar. You know, he knows how to get people, you know, all the countries of the world to cooperate. And let's just be honest, the only reason they were doing BRICS to begin with is because they were getting sold down the river by the Federal Reserve banksters, right? So, you know, they're happy to have it as long as it's a fair playing field and not being cheated. Again, proves to me that with the end of the SA fiat agreement, this election, not 2020, this election is all about capturing and installing the next financial system. Of course, we know that the first presidency, which we didn't want to know about that at the time, but you know that that first term was setting everything up and setting it in motion. And this one is going to be where the whole thing comes down around their ears. So here it is. We're actually, you know, I think this is the clip. Let me play the clip real quick about the currency, so you can hear what he has to say about that.
Clean and beautiful again. And we will keep the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. We're losing it fast. Nobody else will be able to do that. We're already missing so many. Russia's gone. China essentially is gone. China's the one that wants to take it. North Korea's gone. They're all getting out. But with me, it's different. I'm going to say, you know what? You want to get out? Yes, we decided to get out. We're going to go with Russia. We're going to go with China. I said, that's okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a 250% tariff on anything you sell us in this country. And you know what they're going to do? Sir, we've decided that we want to stay in your currency, sir. We're going to stay in your currency. It won't happen. It won't happen. Just like Mexico gave us all those soldiers at our border.
Okay. So I just saw in the chat, there's something going on right now. So let's just check it out real quick. If anybody has a link to it, they say that there's some gunshots near Trump right now that Dan Scavino just posted. Let me just see what is going on that. If anybody has a link, please, like I said, put it in the chat. I'm going to just go ahead and look it up real quick and just see. I'll tell you this, President Trump is going to be okay no matter what. Gunshots fired near Donald Trump. President Trump's, 7 minutes ago, Trump campaign just released a statement. He's safe following gunshots in his vicinity. No further details at this time. Don't worry. Do not worry. Do not worry. Though the earth be removed and the mountains crash into the sea, we will not fear because the Lord is with us, right? This is God's word. And this is the promise. And we know that this is the day. This is the end times for the creeps. So don't worry. So that was from Stephen Chung, the Trump campaign communications director. So they were shot in his vicinity. All right, so everything's okay. Everything's okay. And he is surrounded, as we know, by angels, and there's nothing that can happen to him. So don't worry. All right, so I want you to see that. Let's go back to where we were about the currency. I want you to see this about the currency. So this is gigantic as far as how, what the next move is going to be. He's going to get, everybody working together. But I think that with the BRICS nations, with what they have done and the threat that they pose, they say, if you do not treat us fairly, then we will pull out. And we already have this all set up. We have all these countries who are ready to go, and we do not have to use the U.S. dollar. With that leverage, with that coercion, then he's going to force the bankers, the Federal Reserve bankers, they have to play fair. Okay? And so this is a big part of the strategy, is to wield leverage and to wield public opinion and what the nations of the world want to do to make sure that he has the ability to make the changes that we need. Does that make sense? This is how you do it, really. Instead of, yes, we want the people arrested who've done crimes. But how do you change the world systems, the way that they've been operating? You can do it with coercion, you can do it with force, or you can do it with the carrot and say, this is the way, it's in everyone's best interest if we just do it this way and everyone is treated fairly and the currency is no longer manipulated. Okay? So I want you to see that. Talk about that. Very, very important as far as Gasara, as far as and he's been talking about there's no tax on tips, and I'm going to play that clip in a second, no tax on overtime. He's going to get to the point where he's going to be like, no tax on anything. We're going to just do tariffs. We've got enough money. We don't have to do all this tax on people, just confiscatory taxes where you don't ever own anything and you'll be happy, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we are going to have Gasara, and even where they're going to say, you know what? You have been paying into the system for all these years, and we're going to give you back everything that you has been stolen from you. Now, whether he says stolen or not, we'll see what happens in the future. But this is going to happen, and this is what the promise is in God's word: the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And so he's going to use this, the powers that be, the power of the BRICS nations to implement these plans. And really, the bankers will have to realize it's just not in their best interest, and they don't to fight against him, and they don't have the power to fight against him. All right. Now, President Trump was talking about that he said, "Oh, you were angry at the debate." Well, we are angry. Is there anybody surprised that we are angry? And I appreciate that. He's going forward and saying, yeah, of course we're angry. And then he's going to tell what he's angry about. Of course, we're all angry at what's been happening to us and to the children. Check it out.
And the Colorado governor is petrified. He's scared. He doesn't know what to do. The Venezuelans are attacking my state, he said. The Venezuelans have big AK-47 Supremes. There's a Supreme. Where the hell do they get these guns? Our soldiers can't get these guns.
From the CIA.
They're taking over our country from within. I mean, can you believe it? And we got Kamala.
What is that? Okay, y'all tell me. I don't even know what that means. Somebody, do y'all know what this means, Kamala? What is this? Is it a salute? What is that, Kamala Comrade Harris? Somebody tell me what that means. And he uses this voice, you know, however he does it. You know, he just gets this throaty voice. Yeah, he's something else.
I'm angry about young American girls being raped and murdered by savage criminal aliens that come into our country very easily but very illegally. I'm angry about rampant inflation destroying our middle class, and the American people are damn angry too. We're all angry. Country's being wrecked. That's why 53 days from now we're going to tell Harris that we've had enough. Our country can't take it anymore. Comrade Kamala Harris, you're fired. You're fired. Get out. Get out.
Get out. I love it. Yes, we're angry. Yes, we're angry. And see, I think he has another one on being angry. He was on fire. He was on literal fire.
And I said, why wouldn't I be angry? Of course I'm angry. We got 21 million people that came into our country, invading our communities, invading our cities and our towns, and destroying our country. I'm angry about Venezuelan gangs taking over Aurora, Colorado. And I'm angry about illegal Haitian migrants taking over Springfield, Ohio. You see that mess, don't you? And the Colorado governor is petrified.
I saw that. Okay, I'll play that in a second. But I saw Gizmo's mom. Yes, did you see Trump's Truth Social from today saying, I hate Taylor Swift? Yes, I saw it. I do too. She is evil. She's leading our children into evil. She is using this platform. And, of course, she's controlled by she's just a puppet of the New World Order. And the whole thing is intended to degrade our youth. And to bring our youth down, to destroy their mental health, and also to bring in communism. I hate her. And if anybody doesn't understand about hate, let me tell you what the Word of God says. It says, I hate them with a perfect hatred who hate your kingdom, Lord. This is what the Bible says. This is what hate is about. You hate evil. When someone is truly doing evil, we hate that. It says, I hate them with a perfect hatred. Look it up. I'll have to look it up for you. This is what the Word of God says. And yes, I appreciate that, with President Trump calling her out and saying she is doing evil to our country, to our youth, to try to destroy our country. But the thing is, her influence has very little effect. I think he said only 6% didn't affect their decision. And someone, I just saw a post, and I put this out there too, that posted it on the social media. If you're not familiar with where my social media is, I'll go to freedomforce.live and you can find all the social media right there. Right there where you see the social media, you can find the exact real Melly right there. So I just posted that if you think that you should listen to Taylor Swift on her choice for president, remember that all of her songs are about choosing the wrong guy. That was cute. Anyway, all right, so let's listen more about President Trump being angry, because I'm angry too, and I hate those who try to destroy our country with a perfect hatred in Jesus' name.
He's scared. He doesn't know what to do. The Venezuelans are attacking my state, he said. The Venezuelans have big AK-47 Supremes. There's a Supreme. Where the hell do they get these guns? Our soldiers can't get these guns.
Okay, did I play? Okay, I thought I had another clip. All right, so that's probably the same one at that point. All right, so I want you to see that. Here's President Trump talking about no tax on overtime. Cool.
Yesterday announced that there will be no taxes on overtime.
Woo!
No taxes on overtime. We will terminate the Green New Scale.
Amen. Amen. Okay, here's where it says it in, I'll read it in the New Living, Psalm 139. This is so interesting because this is a psalm that you guys all know this psalm. It says, this is the one where it says, you know, you've examined my heart. You know everything about me. You know when I sit down. You know when I stand up. You know my thoughts. Even when I'm far away, you see me when I travel. And when I rest at home, you know everything I do. Remember that psalm? Psalm 139. And if you keep going on, it says, if I can't escape from your spirit, I can never get away from your presence. If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride on the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. So you keep going. You hear people quoting Psalm 139 all the time. But look at what it says here at the very end. Oh God, if only, verse 19, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. Right? We know about that. People who've taken the name of the Lord in vain, who say they are Jews and they are not. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. Oh, Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? Yes, I hate them with a perfect hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. How about that? Anybody have any more questions? I hate what Jesus hates too. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me in the path of everlasting life. There you go. Psalm 139 talks about hating the evildoers. Boom. There you go. Psalm 139. All right, so let's talk about here what President Trump says about being drafted. Check it out.
It's crazy. These people are crazy. We want a new building, and they want to knock down all those beautiful buildings of Manhattan and rebuild them with no windows. We don't want one building in Manhattan. I will end the chaos in the Middle East, and I will settle the war in Ukraine as president-elect. And remember this, a vote for Comrade Kamala Harris is a vote for war with Russia. Would anybody like to be in war with Russia? If necessary, we would. We're not, you know, but preferably not, right? Don't you think? It's also a vote to bring back the draft. Would anybody like to be drafted in the audience? Because that's what they're doing. She's already talking about bringing back the draft. She wants to bring back the draft and draft your child and put them in a war that should never have happened. Remember, Russia would have never attacked Ukraine, ever. And didn't for 4 years. And remember this, when Bush was president, he gave up a lot to Russia. When Barack Hussein Obama was president, gave up a lot to Russia. When Biden was president, going to give up the whole thing to Russia, it looks like. But when Trump was president, he gave up nothing. I'm the only one.
This is all a plan. This is all part of the plan, okay? Before I go on, I'm going to go ahead and show you guys this thing about Russia, okay? Because this is Colonel McGregor, amazing, amazing patriot. I want to make sure I put this in the right place so I can, yeah. Here is the truth about Russia from Colonel McGregor. And so I understand what President Trump is talking about. He always says it the very same way. Whenever you hear him talking about Russia, he says it in the very same way. If he had been in the White House, the Russia would never have attacked. So we all understand that he had to be out of office so that it would appear that this was not, optics, okay? But let me tell you, and let Colonel McGregor tell you about Russia and the reason that they hate, why the globalists hate Russia, why they hate Putin, why they hate them and they must destroy them, that they are now the main boogeyman. So I'm telling you, I can't say it any better than McGregor.
Elites rule in Europe just as they rule here, and they've all gotten where they are with the aid and assistance of enormous quantities of money, because the people that control your financial markets and financial institutions, the people that control your mainstream media, they now control your governments. And they don't represent the interests of any of the Europeans, and I would argue of most Americans. They represent their own interests, and their agenda is to destroy Russia. Now, why? Well, they'd like to replace Putin because Putin presides over the last major power in Europe, and it is part of Europe, that has a national identity, a national language, a national culture that rests on the foundation of Orthodox Christianity. That makes Russia the enemy of the globalists.
This is what people need to understand. People need to know. And if you remember, this was one of my first things that I woke up about. And back in 2017, I began to research about Russia, what's the truth about Russia, and I began to listen to Putin, what he would say, not what people would say about what he said, but actually listening to him. I really encourage everyone to go and listen to one of his speeches and to understand what he did and what ticked the globalists off, because we know that the globalists are the New World Order are our enemy. They are the Antichrist of the Bible, the beast that we are fighting, and it's not Russia. It is not any particular nation. It's this hidden hand that's infiltrated governments and organizations all over the world, and the globalist bankers have controlled the world except Russia. Russia paid them off, paid everything off, and just the past couple of years they paid back every bit of their debt. The globalists no longer control them, and that's what they absolutely hate. And Russia is free to do whatever they please. They run their country as a Christian nation. You'll never hear that in the news. And what is the reason that Putin went into Ukraine? Yes, because of NATO, that they were encroaching on his border, and that was against the NATO rules. But because they were having bioweapons in Ukraine. This is the reason, and President Trump knows this. If you want to look more into it, go to War Clandestine over on X. He has an amazing amount of research. I think he has it pinned at the top, War Clandestine over on X. Amazing research. I've shared just about every post from him. Over on Telegram, he is bioclandestine. Absolutely amazing. They have all these bioweapons labs. They were doing all of this evil, trafficking in children, trafficking in arms, all this Nazi, basically a Nazi regime there, and it had to be eradicated. Okay, so this is the reason all of this has happened in Ukraine, to take out this head of this evil that was being done. And when you look at all the money that has been spent over there, and it's not a democracy at all, that they're saying we're protecting democracy, it's anything but. So this is what's going on with this huge strategy right now, but President Trump, for optics, can't look like he's involved at all with this, okay? So let me just let you hear more about what Mr. Colonel McGregor has to say.
What have the globalists done to us? What have the globalists done to the people in Western and much of Europe? Well, they flooded our countries with non-Europeans with the specific goal of diluting us, weakening us, destroying our national identity, eliminating our national culture, certainly expunging any remaining power that Christianity may wield culturally inside the West. And they want to do that to Russia because Russia has a bonus: resources, enormous resources, mineral resources, agricultural resources, and obviously oil, gas, and many other rare metals. These things are also at the top of the agenda. So if you can destroy the Russian government, if you can remove Putin, if you can get into Russia, you can strip it of its resources and enrich yourself that much further than you've already done by your behavior.
But that tells you also what they're doing to America. They're trying to dilute the Americans. They're trying to make it where people are not really truly Americans in this country, or just a small, small fraction of the population. But what's happening in Russia is all their people are all on the same page. They're thoroughly Russian, and they're not allowing others to infiltrate and invade their country, like what President Trump was talking about. So this is, I understand that President Trump has to play this whole very high-level strategy, and he can't come out and say what's really going on, but it's having this huge effect. to rip apart this globalist regime. All right, so I wanted you to see that, what he was talking about there. All right, so this is where he's talking about he's going to Aurora. Of course, just like President Trump went to East Palestine when the trains came in, and there was the terrible... Yeah. Uh-oh. The terrible train accident there, accident, whatever, you know. So President Trump goes to these places and like a president, because clearly, you know, the Biden administration is not going to do so. They're not going to take responsibility for any of these actions or their inaction to protect the people. And so, of course, President Trump goes, and it's very, very clear. So as soon as he goes to Aurora, we're going to blast this out from the rooftop, just like we're blasting out about the cats and the dogs and all the things that President Trump says. Whatever President Trump says, he's really the commander-in-chief. Whatever he says, it makes it very easy for us. He gives us the marching orders, and we share that. He says he hates... what's her name? Taylor Swift. Blast this out from the rooftops. Everything. That's why if you look on my social media, I always post everything President Trump says, because he is the literal commander in chief for the Battle of Armageddon. All right. So let's see what he says about Aurora.
No, I will. Maybe Springfield, maybe Aurora, maybe both. We'll go there. I can say this. We will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio. Large deportations. We're going to get these people out. We're bringing them back to Venezuela. You know, he told Biden he's not accepting anybody back. They moved all their criminals, not all of them, but the rest are moving in now. They emptied their jails in Venezuela, emptied their criminals, emptied the nests. They call them nests of bad people. They're all now in the United States, and they're now taking over cities. It's like an invasion from within. And we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country, and we're going to start with Springfield and Aurora, okay?
There you go. I love him to pieces, to absolute pieces. Now, so let's share that also. If you've got people who were so bad that Venezuela would put them in prison, after all the things that's going on in Venezuela, how bad must these people be if they had to be in prison in Venezuela? So, yeah, these people are bad. And I just posted a video the other day, I hope you saw it on the social media, where this guy was saying, within 2 years, America will be done. And especially if they continue this invasion, America would be done. President Trump knows this. He knows their plan. He knows what they have attempted to do. He knew about the pandemic. He knew about all their plan. They've written it all out there, so he knew about it. And they were moving forward. They really didn't care who knew about it, because they were just going to move forward with it, and it didn't really matter, because there was nothing that could stop it except Trump and MAGA and the Lord. This is the Lord's doing. This is the end times for them. This is what I'm talking about when I talk about the end times. This is the great army that the Lord has awakened. And I'm going to play you the clip from Cash. He says, is the army of the Lord awakened to fight these evildoers? I just love it. It's just really exciting to see everyone understand this is the Lord. This is the Lord's day. Very, very exciting. Okay. Oh, somebody posted this. HKOHL, whatever. I don't know what this is. I'm going to go ahead and post. Uh-oh. All right. Well, okay. I think, here it is. I'm going to share it. I'm going to figure out how I can post this. Let me see if I can pop this in here. Let me see. Pop this in here. Then we're doing live, you guys. Okay, just be prepared. This is the Il Donaldo Trumpo post. You blanking missed again. Whoa! How about that? I do think sometimes that this is the Trump account, don't you? You know, who knows? It might not be, but it sure does seem like it. But yeah, you missed again. Oh, pow. Let's see if there's anything else going on. If there's anything else, they might not have a... You know, there's always videos. Now in the day, we have all this stuff is out there available for us to see. If anybody has an actual post where they've seen, like, the video of it, please post it in the comments. Please post a link to it, and I will pop it up here if you see one. Yeah, you effing missed again. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, he's bulletproof. I'm telling you, he's bulletproof. Okay? Don't worry. Do not worry. Don't worry one little hair on your head, okay? Don't worry. He is the anointed of the Lord, as he has said. He is the chosen one. There's no doubt about it. Okay, let me just show real quick and see if there's anything else, if there's any other information about, that's the World Liberty Phi. You guys got that link, right? I doubt there's anything else about it right now. If there's a video, let's see. I'm going to just do gunshot Trump. Let me just see if there's anything else coming out with a clip of him. Okay, here we go. Let's just look at this real quick. Trump is reported to be safe following gunshots fired in his vicinity at the Trump National Golf Club. So here he was. There he was. Okay. I have no idea what this is, so just sorry if it's, I don't know what it is. That is very loud. Let me try to back this off a little bit. That's crazy loud. That's just a commercial. For UP, whatever. All right, so yeah, that's what's happened here. It says Trump is reported to be safe following gunshots fired in his vicinity at Trump National Golf Club. The Secret Service is responding to a shooting near Donald Trump as he left his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida. They can't. They won't be able to hurt him. So, yeah, Lord, I thank you that you are protecting our wonderful president and that nothing can happen to him. He is your anointed for sure. Okay, so he also brought up about the movies. Oh my goodness. Okay, what I've been praying for years, I think it's Isaiah 62. I prayed it and prayed it and prayed it and prayed it that the Lord would rescue our country and all these seven mountains of authority, of control over the people. One of those is, you know, education and government and all these, but there's entertainment. And of course, that's where the people get, you know, a lot of their thought processes and about their culture and all this. And so President Trump is talking about making movies great again. How about that?
And if I pull this off with the help of your governor, a lot of Hollywood will be moving from California because right now you don't have the land It's owned by the federal government. We're going to open up that land to you. You'll be able to build studio lots and everything else. Millions and millions of Americans will be able to take part in building these clean, safe, and beautiful new communities.
Awesome. Love it. Isn't that going to be awesome, you guys? Do I have a little clip of this? No. But President Trump is going to make movies great again. Oh, we need everything great again. Everything has been so screwed up. We need everything great again. So he's got a lot to do, but he's going to do it. All right, so this is where he's talking about the children. Have you noticed, guys? Don't you guys think that this is happening a lot more lately? He's really posting a lot more about this, like crazy lately, about the children. It's being more exposed. And actually, Liz Crokin brought up about that even the cats and the dogs and about their eating them, this is soft disclosure. It's shocking to the system for them to... And I showed y'all that video about that guy with the cat. And I'm sorry I showed it to you, but it's important that I show you that stuff. I hate it, but I have to show it. I have to put it on the social media because we have to be tough enough and strong enough to face it. And then to share it and help people understand these people are evil. It's hard for us to deal with, but who we're fighting is evil, evil people. Anyway, but President Trump has been exposing this, not only about the dogs and the cats, but about these children. He says many of them are dead and many of them are sex slaves. He said it. Check it out.
Seek the Oval Office. And you know, it was just pointed out, and the real number is 325,000 migrant children are lost. They're being raped or they're being killed. A lot of them are no longer with us. They lost it during the last 3 years. 325,000 children, young children, think of it, never to see their parents again. They're either gone or they're in the service as slaves, sex slaves or slaves. And I just think it's terrible. You know, they talk about us like we're evil people. They lost 325,000 young kids. Think of what that means. As Vice President Harris cast the tie-breaking votes.
The parents, imagine the heartache. About not even knowing what's happened to your child. I can't even fathom. I know a family who lost a child when they came across the border. The people who are here, the people who are, you know, maybe, you know, they've been here for a long, long time, and they came across the border years ago, and they risked their lives to come across. Well, they took one of these people's children. They took one of their children, and the mother lost it. She lost it. She left, and they really never really heard from her again, because she was just couldn't take it. She could no longer take care of her children because she didn't feel that she could. It was more than she could take. Okay. So these people who've come across know the cartels are so evil. They have seen people hanging from bridges. They understand the cartels are evil. That is why they're here. They don't mind being here and living in squalor or whatever condition they have to live in, having little of nothing, because they are at least safe in America, but not if all these people come into America too and take over America, just like they came and took over Mexico or Venezuela or whatever. So definitely everybody go and check out Skippy D Doodah. Spell it right there. Skippy, DeeDoodah.com. And let's all support them. Everybody do a little bit. And so because what they're doing is there are busts happening and the children are being rescued. I just posted this video. If you haven't seen it, go over to just search SkippyDeeDoodah.com on my social media. But they're being busted and the children are being rescued. But the children have got to go to a place, and we really prefer for them to go to a place that is patriots instead of the government, right? We don't want them to be in the government system. And my friend Angela can't really say that, but I'm telling you, we want them to be safe with patriots, with true, believers. And so this is what Skippy Doodah is doing, is supporting the after houses, the safe houses for these children to go and to be restored. I don't exactly say it exactly, I don't know the right way to say it, but either way, I'm just telling you what's going on. And so this is how you can help support them. Everybody do what you can to help Skippy Doodah. And if you can go on October 25th and 26th, there's a huge rally to help they call it Skippy Doodah because we're helping provide for children who skipped an innocent childhood. Bless their hearts. Just pray for them and pray for the people who are trying to help them. They've been through this. They know what it takes to help someone to come out of this terrible, terrible tragedy. All right. Here's President Trump again talking about this. So this is two different events. So he's really putting it on the forefront of his talks.
I don't want to write about it. Shit, because it can be no bigger scandal than this. We have, under this administration, 325,000 migrant children are missing. 325,000. In other words, take your biggest stadium in California and you could fill it up five or six times. Those are all missing children. Many of them are dead. Many of them are sex slaves and slaves of different nature. But her destruction of the law and order in California did not end there. In 2020, Kamala Harris proudly endorsed, defund the police. We're going to defund the police.
Yes. Let's just continue to pray for them. And I appreciate the Lord and what he's doing. And raising up people to do this, like Skippy Doodah. All right, so I wanted to make sure you guys knew that we have a Facebook page. Some wonderful friends of mine who are Spanish speakers are taking clips that are in English and changing them into Spanish. So they've been posting them over here on No Lo Vas a Creer. What it means is you're not going to believe this. You won't believe this. But it's a really great site. And so they are trying to help get the truth out about end times, as well as just all kinds of truth bullets. So definitely go and join with them over on Facebook. Again, No Lo Vas a Creer. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and right now, and I'm going to copy and paste this into the chat so you guys can go ahead and quickly join with that for me, and so that we can help to get the truth out to the Hispanic people. And I love all the Latino information that's coming out, so we're just trying to put it all here and see how we can share it out on Facebook any way that we possibly can. So far, we haven't had anything banned over there on that. Of course, it's not that many followers yet. So please help us to join with that. All right. Do you guys know that coming up in October, on October 2nd, coming up just in another 3 weeks, is the Feast of Trumpets? the Feast of Trumpets. I don't know if you're familiar with the trumpets that we do every year. We celebrate this. So if you have a shofar, get it ready. Find a shofar, get ready to blast the trumpet. Let me see if I can find a okay, here's one. Here's where they're blasting the trumpets in Israel. And I just heard one, and I shared this on social media, where they were blasting 7 trumpet blasts in Washington, D.C. Praise the Lord. Because it's really, I've heard, like, it's the voice of God is this giant trumpet. How about that? And look at this. President Trump is like the voice of God shouting out this amazing truth. You tell me, that's not a coincidence. Not a coincidence. But here, this is in Jerusalem. They were doing this. But you know, the 7 trumpets, I talk about that in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, that these 7 trumpets are blasting out the truth. This is, they're not trying to harm the world. They're trying to wake us up. And yes, some of this truth is really, really hard to take. But here's the sound of the trumpets in Jerusalem. It's loud, it's piercing, it wakes up anybody who's asleep. That's the whole point of a trumpet. If you can imagine you're asleep and someone blasts a trumpet in your ears, that's going to wake you up. And that's basically what the Lord did for you. He woke you up. He blasted that trumpet in your ears and you woke up and you realized, oh my, this is horrible. This is what they're doing to children, you know, not just cats and dogs, but to children. And a lot of people are waking up right now. And this is the great awakening. So this, that seventh, we're really on that 7th trumpet blast. Here's the wonderful passage in Joel chapter 2 about the trumpets. Part of it talks about that. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Zion is the city of God. And sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick blackness. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, a people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been seen before. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. I don't think I can make it any bigger. Nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. This is actually the New King James Version. That is us. This is why on the front cover of the books, every time I put this, what it looks like, you know, this over this mountain, you see this mountain and you see the beautiful sun coming across the mountains, this light that's like hope is coming because the people are finally waking up and realizing what's been going on. And it's still so hard to listen to people who don't understand what's going on, you know. And eventually we're going to have this huge harvest, as it says in Revelation 14. There'll be a huge harvest. Everyone's going to wake up and realize what's going on. And then we're going to have the harvest of the grapes of wrath to cast these wicked ones out. Out, out. This is what it talks about, the blowing the trumpet. It's a huge thing that happens every year at the Feast of Trump. Literally, the Feast of Trumpets. And, it's an interesting little tidbit, and I mentioned this the other day, and if anybody thought about it and has any ideas for me, please put it in the chat or in the comments. Because, remember, it says in the, there's this little horn. Remember that little horn? It's like they're fake. It's like a little horn. It's not the big horn that the Lord is, the big shofar blasting out. They're a little horn where they take the Lord's name in vain, and they hijack it for to misuse it, right? And that's the whole point about this little horn, this little horn, this little shofar, this little trumpet, and they're using this to manipulate the people. I just thought that was really, really interesting. I don't know if you guys had a chance to think about that. But yeah, you know, this, and also the little bighorn. I just found that very interesting. All these terms that I'd never really thought about that. So again, think about that. If you guys have any information about more about that, let me know. But that's just something I've been mulling over as I do research. I'm like, why is that? Why'd they use that name? But the little horn is, I think, maybe really a little trumpet or a little shofar. And of course, President Trump is the is the big shofar. I'm telling you, there's nobody who's a bigger mouthpiece for truth than President Trump. Everything he says, everything he does, goes viral. It's amazing. All right, so back to Joel chapter 2. A fire devours before them and behind them. A flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them and behind them, a desolate wilderness. Why? Because we are burning up all the lies. We're burning it all down. It's amazing what's happening. Every time they come up with some kind of baloney, we are out there to burn it down. It's amazing. And they can't stop us. They can't lie like they used to. And so congratulations to all you patriots who are out there working hard. I hope that you guys are sharing all this information all the time. Don't forget to like this video and share this video. But share everything that you possibly can, everywhere you possibly can, whether it's on Truth Social or Twitter or text or email, however you can get truth out where people will watch it and that will just overtake. They can't keep up with us. It's like a giant game of whack-a-mole. They can't stop us. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like swift steeds, they run. And with a noise like chariots over mountaintops, they leap, like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people set in battle array. That is us. We are in this battle array, and we do not stop. Every day, we keep fighting, and it's just because the Lord, as it says a little farther down, because the Lord is at the head of the column, and he is leading us with a shout. We cannot stop. Because he's leading us with the trump. Literally. Before them, the people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. Remember, that reminds us of, remember the passage I've talked about so many times about the woman in labor? If you're new here, I know you guys have seen this many times, but you don't mind me showing. This is all from this book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. This one right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. They're only $2.99 over on Amazon. But this is the sign of the Son of Man, also called the Woman in Labor. And the Bible says that when they see this sign, they'll be in great panic because they will know this is the end of their rule over us. They thought it was going to be their day to destroy us, but they realize now with the Great Awakening, this is the end times for them. This is why they're panicking. Many times it says when they see the woman in labor, that she's in labor to be delivered, as it says in Revelation 12, 1 and 2. But when they see this woman in labor, they'll be in great panic and their faces will drain of color, right? This is what it says right here in Joel chapter 2. The people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. They run. The bad guys are scared, but we are running like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. Everyone marches in formations. They do not break ranks. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. Every one of us is following exactly what the Lord would have each one of us do. Just every day, God, Lord, I'm awake. I'm ready for service. You tell me what you want me to do, and we just jump on it. And again, following what President Trump has to say. Though they lunge between the weapons, they are not cut down. Hot diggity. We've been sealed. The Lord promised he would seal the 144,000, which is really more like 200 million. But anyway, the point is we are his chosen warriors and we are protected. That's all there is to it. They are not cut down. They run to and fro in the city. They run along the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter the windows like a thief. In other words, we are reaching people we'll never, probably ever know how many people we've reached with our posts. Even just on Telegram, we're reaching millions each day, you guys. That's amazing. It's amazing just because of what we're doing over on social media. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army. His camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. The day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Isn't that awesome? So this Feast of Trumpets that's coming up, be prepared to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. Get a trumpet, even if you just get this video and play that sound of the trumpets right there so that you can participate in this amazing festival happening October 2nd through the 4th, okay? And you do it at sunset. And it's from Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest." Let me make it a little bit bigger. "You shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. You shall offer a fire offering made by fire to the Lord." What is this talking about? It's a time when we all join together. Everyone repents. If there's something they need to sort out with their friends or neighbors, if there's something we need to sort out before the Lord, we listen and we turn from our sins and we repent. We set it everything right as possible, as much as possible. The Day of Atonement is coming, and if we don't get this done before then, that sin is not forgiven. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. So this Feast of Trumpets is a time of gathering. It's a time of time of battle, as I just read to you from Joel chapter 2. So this is, I go into all of this in the book and Tom's major clues from Minor Prophets. The other thing that has happening is when you read, you can actually read like the first several chapters of this one, this book, this is biblical, the 17 Bible stories. Several of the Bible stories have trumpets in them. If you remember, when did they win the victory? For example, in the Battle of Jericho was when they had the trumpets going round and round and round and round. It was on that seventh day, the seventh time around, when the walls went down flat, when they blasted the trumpet. This is so biblical. Understand that we've been going round and round and round also for 7 years since the sign of the Son of Man. This happened September 23rd, 2017. And the honest truth is, I did not want to imagine that this was going to be 7 years. I didn't want to think that. But here we are. It's 7 years come, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. It's 7 years, which is right at the Feast of Trumpets, which is the next, on the second. We're right at 7 years. This was happening on the Feast of Trumpets. So, we're 7 years from that. I'm just saying. I don't know. Something big could happen. Either way, there's a verse that says there's a time and a moment and an hour and a day and exactly when this will happen. When the cabal will be brought down. I need to find that verse for you. I'll try to find that real quick. So I just trust the Lord's plan. Just as sure as the world, he sent this sign, and just as sure as the world, he awakened us, and just as sure as the world, he is going to accomplish this on the exact right moment. So I trust his plan absolutely and completely, and I'm sure you guys do too, right? You all agree that you trust the Lord and his plan. All right, so I wanted you to see that. But this one here, it goes into the Bible stories like the other one is, remember Gideon? When he had the warriors, 300 guys beat back like 15,000because when they blasted the trumpets, that confused the enemies. If you don't know the story about Gideon, check it out. Because the enemies got so confused, they started fighting each other. So none of the 300 got hurt. This is what happens when we blast this trumpet. When the Lord blasts the truth out of President Trump. And that we share it. We are part of this. Well, every time you post, basically, it's like you're blasting the shofar. Every time you post the truth, it's like you're blasting the shofar. How cool is that? Isn't that cool? Anyway, so check this one out. This is biblical, 17 Bible stories. And soon, I say soon, in Jesus' name, soon, I'm going to have the study guide finished for End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Oh, what I got to tell y'all. All right, so I was just muddleheaded. I just couldn't think. And sometimes I think that the enemy is just, make it where I can't get this done. And the Lord has told me to get this done. And I know. And I'm like, I don't know. I just couldn't. And so that's when I called you guys. I messaged you guys, really. I called you, but I messaged you on Telegram. I said, I need, actually, all the social media. I said, you guys, pray for me. Were y'all praying? I'm telling you. I felt it so quickly. I can't even describe it. All of a sudden, I just felt like, you know how you look at a bird that's got wings and they're flying and the wind is beneath their wings? I felt like that. I felt like I could think and I could get it done and it wasn't hard and it was just like, what is happening here? And next thing I know, it's literally, y'all, it was literally, thank you, R. Carly. Thank you, Songbird. Thank you guys for praying for me. Because y'all know that the Lord has called me to this. I know he has, and I've got to get it done. It's just, sometimes it's just, your body won't do. That's why I said, I always know I can call on you guys, and you will pray, and I'll see a miracle. Literally, it was midnight, and I'm still just going, doing the doing the guy on God Almighty, whatever, Jim, whatever his name was. He's, you know, typing like his fingers were on fire. That was kind of what it was. I'm like, okay, y'all stop praying now. I got to go to bed. I don't know. It was really, really beautiful. I felt your prayers, and I wanted you guys to know that and how much I appreciate that. Just like when I got sick. That's why I'm always praying for you guys. I'm always praying for every video. You go back and you look, you will see that I'm praying for you every time, because the Lord gives us strength through each other's prayers to get this job done. We're doing a job that is, it's monumental. And so it's a beautiful thing that we work together to get this done. All right, so definitely check out all these videos over on Freedom Force Style Live. You can actually see videos of all the, let me show you this, over actually on Rumble. When you look through, you can see all the videos. We've been doing the study guide videos. Here's 20, here's 19. You're seeing the bright yellow. Just look for the bright yellow ones. Here's the ones about the Revelation star signs. Here's 16. Okay, there's 18. Where's 17? It's down in here somewhere. Anyway, so I've got them all on my Rumble channel, Red Pill the World. All is one word. There's 17 right there. There's 15. So you see the bright yellow ones. So explain who the two witnesses, what's the sign of the Son of Man, who are the 144,000, all that is in these videos. So I want you guys to really get really where you understand it backwards and forwards. And more videos are over here on freedomforce.live. And you can also, like I said, right there, the video playlist, look up study guide to see if you want to see more of the videos there. Don't forget all the links here about how you can get well. I'm hearing more and more and more testimonies about people getting well from bipolar, from depression, from heart problems. This wonderful lady was saying she was having AFib. She tried what I had done for my heart when I got sick, and she's doing so well. She hasn't had any more AFib. Amazing, amazing. So really exciting. Check out the CBD. Very helpful for your nerve damage. Anyone who's had the jab, they really need to look at all these videos. I talk about the depression and the bipolar because it's a nerve damage. And to help your nerves to be restored, you can do the CBD, you can do vibration therapy, you can do, anyway, I go into all of it over here. Detoxing, super important, amino acids, and you can get your nerves working properly. If you have pain, you can check out Prescribing Life. My mom is a testimony to how she was literally on 3 opioids a day, and now she doesn't even take aspirin. It's amazing. I have another dear friend who was bipolar, catatonic, and now has been doing these things, and she is fine now. It's amazing. The Lord is showing us the way to get well. It's a very, very exciting day. As RFK said, we're all going to be well in 4 years. I'm ready to start now. I want to be helped well now, and I'm very thankful that I am well. All right. Did you guys see this hashtag? Did you guys see this? This was so weird that President Trump, all he posted was a hashtag, and I was like, what is this thing? What is this hashtag? Well, it turns out in chess, hashtag equals a checkmate. So, what is the checkmate? What is it? And they even said, there's a number after the hashtag, it means checkmate in however many moves. Well, there was no number after the hashtag. Okay, so one of the ideas, and you guys put in the comments in the chat, what do you think this hashtag checkmate might be? Someone mentioned that the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, which is the Keystone State, find the Keystone, they are super important to this race, and they've fudged the vote in the past many, many years. But the Supreme Court just said no one who is, non-citizens would not be able to vote. Was that what it was? Something. Was it non-citizens? Something. Somebody tell me the thing. Anyway, the Supreme Court just came down with something saying, nope, certain things they won't be allowed to do. And so basically making sure the vote won't be manipulated in Pennsylvania. Well, they can't win Pennsylvania if they don't cheat. If the Supreme Court is going to prevent them from cheating, it's game over in Pennsylvania. Amazing. So, yeah, definitely check that out. But, yeah, this is what he just posted. Hashtag checkmate. Is he talking about Pennsylvania or something else? You guys tell me what you think. Oh, you think the Brunson case, maybe? I'm ready to see it. Brunson. But has it come out yet? The Brunson case? Or when is it supposed to come out? Oh, thank you. Thank you, YVIJ Pat. You said the ballot's not dated properly. That's what it was. Thank you so much. It was that if they didn't make it in time, they would not be counted. Thank you so much. That's what it was. The votes would not be counted because they can continually send in ballots forever until they have, you know, enough votes for their candidate to win. They have to be postmarked by this certain date or they can't be counted. So that's huge. So I want you to see that. All right. So you think Brunson is the checkmate? Well, we'll see. When are they supposed to? Yes, thank you so much for that. When do you guys think that the Brunson case will be released, or is that, you know, we're just waiting on it, right? So if anybody has information or a link to that, please post it in the chat. Thank you so much for helping. Y'all got to see JD. He is a firebrand. He's really taking it to this woman. I loved it. Check it out.
Dana, and they're telling me this stuff is happening. Dana, would you like to ask me questions and then let me answer them, or would you like to debate me on these topics? I noticed that when you had Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you gave them multiple choice answers to the questions that you asked, and you allowed them to answer the questions. I'm happy to be here to talk about policy, but if you're going to interrupt me every single time that I open my mouth, then why am I even doing this? So please, ask a question, and I'd ask you to be polite enough to let me answer it.
Yes.
Thank you, JD. Push back. All right. I love it. I just love it to pieces. All right. This is awesome. Now, this is another patriot, and I'm so sorry. I don't have his name. Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go. Maybe it's on the thing. He's talking about these unmarked planes that were in, again, let me just play the video. Maybe it'll tell and hear more.
Reporting from San Diego International Airport at the cargo terminal. So we came by here a few days
ago. Okay, did you guys hear that? The cargo terminal in San Diego.
We got a tip from a friend that they are doing charter flights out of here with Border Patrol. Straight, the Border Patrol buses are coming here and dropping off people, or they use the stairs to get right on, avoiding the main terminals of the San Diego airport.
So they're avoiding the main terminals at the airport because they're just having them come. They're not going into the terminal at all. They're just coming on these buses and loading these people up in San Diego, and off they go, probably your town and mine.
Thank you.
The boss is ordered, this officer's over by our police load. Just got a call, and they're videotaping, just kind of unusual. Not against the law, just trying to see what's going on.
Yeah, I know it's legal.
Yeah. Are
you
checking for
today? Yeah, okay. I'm a journalist.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. Again, nothing illegal about it, just checking up on this.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, cool. Do you have any questions?
No, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
There you go. They're just coming straight across the border, jump on a bus, take them on a plane, and off they go. Your tax dollars are paying for all that. Who knows where they're from? But this is, you know, they're invading. And I would not doubt, you guys, I would not be surprised if this whole point about this is when President Trump says the storm is upon us. They're not going to bring these people over here and not do something with them. There's a reason for this. They're going to pull a trigger, I'm afraid, and do something very evil. There has to be a precipice moment. where people wake up and realize what's going on. You know, when you and I see it as clear as crystal, and you sit and look at people and like, how, you know, even like this morning, it's like business as usual at the church. It's just church as usual. I'm like, I feel like I'm in a time warp here. Does anybody here know what's going on? You know, and I thought of the verse. Remember how our Lord Jesus said, you know, he says, you know how to tell when you say the sky is red, it's going to be a whatever rainy day or whatever it is. You know, I don't remember exactly the phrase that Jesus said, but he says, why can't you read the signs of the times? You can read the signs of the weather. Why can't you read the signs of the times? It's frustrating. Okay, but the thing that keeps me from completely losing it is that I know that the Lord has awakened the Omer. Just like you see that back here behind me, the Omer bundle that's selected in the springtime, the Lord has hand-selected us to awaken and to be a part of His army and to do this job. And He did not, but in His wisdom, in His ultimate eternal purpose, He did not choose to wake everyone up at the same time. And He will. As I said before, Revelation 14 talks about that there will be a great harvest, and this is going to be the great awakening of everyone. Okay, so everyone's going to wake up. But for right now, it's just like, it's just so, you know, it's not so different from the white hats who've been awake for 20-something years and had to wait. They said the hardest part is waiting for everyone to wake up, especially when lives are at risk, children. Anyway, so that's what's going on. And so definitely show this, because this is clearly your tax dollars at work for this invasion of our country. And who knows what they're going to do. All right, so check this out about the border.
Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule. Explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved.
There you go. Thank you for the whoever had put that together. Terrific job. Yeah, and like that electoral, it's a huge... Did you catch the part about the Electoral College? They do they run the numbers and they say, okay, now we have so many more people, whether they're citizens or non-citizens or whatever. They say this is our census in this area, so therefore this county deserves another this group deserves another congressman. Okay, it's a huge amount of power that can be wielded just by bringing in more people. And that's why when they fly these people, they can portion them here, portion them there, and that's exactly how they have been doing it for years, okay? It is not to this level. All right, so here's where Megyn Kelly has been on fire lately, and I've been really upset with her in the past, but I think she's awakened. I think she's realizing what's going on, and everything I've heard her say lately has been on point and on fire. So here she's talking about walls. I want you guys to check this out.
Taylor Swift.
That's
But she says the reason she's voting for Kamala Harris is because of Tim Walz's LGBTQ stance. Do you know what Tim Walz has done on the LGBTQ front? Well, here's what's going to happen. A little girl is going to find herself down a rabbit hole on Reddit. Reddit's going to tell her she's actually a boy. And she's going to get sucked into this gender cult. And she's going to say, Mom and Dad, I want puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, which will sterilize her. And they're going to say, no, you're a girl. And she's going to say, but I want top surgery. This benign thing, this double mastectomy where I'll have tubes coming out of me and I'll never breastfeed a child. I want that too. And they're going to say no. And she's going to go to a judge in Minnesota, and because of Tim Walz, the court will take custody of her, use the Medicaid funds in Minnesota to provide her all of those things, chop off her breasts, sterilize her with the puberty blockers under the cross-sex hormones. And when this girl inevitably comes to the conclusion that she didn't want any of this, that it only added to her problems, which were the divorce and the acne and the puberty and not any trans issue, who is she going to go to then? This is all because of Tim Walz. That's what Minnesota is doing right now to little girls and boys, taking custody away from the parents so that they can have these procedures without any loving parent there to help. And that's what Taylor Swift just endorsed for your children. So screw you.
Oh, yeah. I hate Taylor Swift. I hate her. I hate her, and I hate Kamala, and I hate Tim Walz. Because they are evil. They're damaging our children. They're trying to destroy America. They're trying to take over our country. There you go. I have any more questions? All right, so, yeah. I want you guys to see this. Oh, you guys see this. Okay, I'm going to show, I don't know which one. I love them both. Both these clips, there's the last two clips, so I'm going to jet out of here. But this is Cash Patel jumping on and saying about the Army of God. That's you and me.
Is Donald J. Trump going to win the great state of Nevada? Are you his army sent from God to make sure we defeat the injustice in Washington, D.C.?
Woo! Yes, we are. Are we, you guys? Are we the army sent from God to make sure that we defeat the evil in Washington, D.C.? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay, this is a video. This is so funny. Have you guys saw that Doofus put on a Trump hat this week? I mean, you cannot make this up. How could he be doing this? This is so funny. It's amazing. It's amazing. So yeah, they put it together with this other wonderful video. Oh my goodness, I love this video of President Trump at the 9/11 memorial, and someone was taking a video of him, and he's looking in the video and he's smiling and giving the thumbs up. I mean, it just makes you feel so happy to see him doing that. And so they combined the two, so check it out. Oh my goodness, oh, I'm sorry, I screwed it up. Okay, I don't mind, I'll play it again. I've pulled up the wrong screen. Hold on, let's watch it again, because I can watch it all day. Love it. I love it to absolute pieces. I'm so happy that we have our wonderful president. I love it. I never knew I was going to love him so much like I do. All right. I guess that's it. Guys, I didn't mean to stay on as long. I always do this, but there's so much to talk about. Anyway, so let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are running this world. We're going to see your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that everything is going to be done exactly perfectly to your exact precision timing. We trust your plan. Thank you that you have angels guarding our wonderful president, that nothing can happen to him. He is your chosen one for this battle. And I thank you for everyone on our Freedom Force Battalion. Thank you that they pray for me and you give me strength in answer to their prayers. I pray for them also that you would strengthen them and guide them and direct them, give them joy in the battle and courage and peace in their hearts and peace in their homes. I pray you provide for every need. I pray you make them strong and healthy and protect their bodies, Lord, from the onslaughts of the wicked one. Protect them, Lord, in everywhere they go, whether they go out or they come in. Protect their minds, protect their mental health and their physical well-being, everything about them, as well as their families, their children, their grandchildren, their all their community. Lord, use us however you see fit to bless this nation. And Lord, we pray that those who've done evil, who are intentionally trying to bring down our country, those who are doing evil to try to harm children, those who have stolen these precious children, we pray that they will be exposed, they'll be brought down. We pray that they won't be able to harm one more child, that they will be destroyed in Jesus' name, that they will be brought to judgment, and they'll be removed from the face of the earth. That you promise, Lord, that every mouth will be stopped and all will become accountable to you, Lord. You promise that there'll be no more deception for 1,000 years. We pray in Jesus' name they will be that the wicked will be removed from this earth very, very soon today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys. I love you so much. I appreciate you so much. I love you, and I'm so glad that we're here together. Don't forget, like, share, and subscribe before you go. Don't forget to check out all the links. Don't forget to check out the social media right here. Don't forget to check out the videos here on freedomforce.live. Don't forget to check out MyPillow. Let's support them. They had this huge big box store. They ordered all these pillows, and then all of a sudden they pulled the order at the last second, but they are passing this deal on to us. So go to MyPillow.com/Melly and order from them, especially for when the holiday seasons are coming up. Definitely check into Q Streaming, amazing Patriot group. Don't support this Cabal TV anymore. Q Streaming right there. And get healthy. Get healthy and strong, okay? I'm going to go. I love you guys. It's time to jet out of here. And I'd hate it, but I got to go. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.